Welcome to The Best of the Bangs, Volume 1. The following CD has been compiled from a number of different things. 1. Electronic components being destroyed by 240 volts. 2. Fluorescent tubes and televisions, along with chemical-induced explosions such as bottle bombs. And Section 3. Donabue Bang 98. Here is Section 1. Destruction of electronic components using 240 volts. These events took place approximately between 1982 and 1985.
Light globe.
Okay, you ready?
Resistor.
Now.
Transistor.
Yep.
Set.
Diode. Electrolytic capacitor.
2SB transistor. Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Resistor. Little diodes out of cash register.
Ready.
Ready. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 2, 1. Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. 1.
The last two have had three diodes on the string. This one's only two. 2, 3.
Unidentified purple thing, not sure, looks like a disc capacitor with a little bit of plastic tube around it out of Justin's Tempest tape recorder.
2, 1.
Resistor.
1.
Little RF coil.
2, 1.
Little tantalum capacitor. Little tuning coil, or otherwise referred to as coil off ferrite aerial in transit. Resistor out of TV.
2, 1.
Another resistor out of TV.
1.
4x2 inch able speaker.
1.
5 inch loudspeaker out of Sanyo model M1000 stereo.
3, 2, 1.
Big transistor out of TV.
3, 2, 1.
Electrolytic capacitor and ceramic capacitor connected in parallel.
Yep.
1.
Resistor with ceramic capacitor across it in parallel.
2, 1.
Little resistor.
2, 1.
Smoking.
Keep it going.
There's smoke pouring off the
Now, following are all resistors.
1. 1.
Electrolytic capacitor. Give us a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, stupid thing. Off.
RS coil.
3.
Electrolytic capacitor. You guessed it, resistor.
3, 1.
Another resistor.
2, 1.
A loop of earphone wire. I mean earplug wire.
20 ohm wire wound old fashioned resistor.
2, 1.
Result of that popper, the resistor got very hot and there's a hole burnt in it, and it smoked like mad and stunk, and cracked. 150 ohm resistor.
2, 1.
Result of that popper, big red spark shot out onto the carpet, blackened and snapped in half. In fact, nothing left at all.
2700 ohm resistor.
2, 1.
Results, smoke everywhere.
Blue spark, nothing lit. Little old-fashioned resistor.
2, 1.
Result, burnt in half, bad smell of burnt paint. Oh, transistor.
2, 1.
Result, top blown off. Heavy-duty crystal set diode.
1.
Results, bright flash coming out from the bottom of the cupboard. Also, it went black. 3,900 ohms resistor. That was it. Results, bright flash emitting from the bottom of the door. Completely black and burnt out. Red, yellow, red, resistor. 2400 ohm.
2, 1.
God, sparks! Results, sparks pouring out from the bottom of the cupboard, showering everywhere. Foul smell emitting into the air. Blown in half, nothing left. 470 ohms resistor. 1 transistor. Value not known.
3, 2, 1.
Results completely obliterated.
The part is a transistor. Value not known.
2, 1.
Shit!
Results were black and very bright light. This time the door was open.
Another transistor.
2, 1.
Results were black and side blown off, and the door was open, so there was a big blue flash. Bluey green flash.
Another transistor.
3, 2, 1.
That's it.
Resistor.
2, 1.
Okay. Was it? I thought that was it.
Ready?
Okay,
try.
Resistor again.
Sparks sprayed everywhere. Big bright white flame, or flame and smoke belching out everywhere.
Transistor.
3, 2, 1.
Little spark shot up out of that one, but otherwise no evidence. Diode. Well, it's a 4,000 ohm diode. What is that supposed to mean? Countdown. Thank you.
2, 1.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Result of that popper completely blown apart. 2 diodes in 1.
1.
Results of that popper. Both diodes completely disintegrated. Another diode.
2, 1.
Diode completely obliterated. Go. Yes, okay. It's a resistor. Brown, black, brown. Go.
3, 2, 1.
Four diodes.
Rolling.
2, 1.
I think we can get another pop out of that.
We're going to attempt the popper again as well.
Nothing.
No result.
No. Motor, Governor.
Okay. 1. Winning. Results of that popper. The results were a very bad smell, sprayed stuff everywhere, and Leslie Griffiths, would you like to report on the remains of the motor governor?
Well, there's not really much left except a big blob of charcoal and... Diode.
2, 1.
Result, totally obliterated. 12 ohm resistor.
Say.
12 ohm resistor.
2, 1.
Result, wire blown off.
2SB transistor.
1.
Results, top blown off.
Completely. 3,300 ohms resistor.
2, 1.
Result, totally obliterated.
Not one.
Smell like singed hair. Another 2SB transistor.
2, 1.
Result, similar to last one, top blown off, firing against wall, as heard in clicks after the initial pop. Another 2SB transistor. Another 2SB transistor.
1.
Result of that popper. Top fired off again, and big hole burnt in big scratch in cupboard door, wardrobe door, resulting from the impact of the top of the transistor firing across the room. 2.4K resistor.
1.
Results of that one. Both wires burnt off. What about if... Blue. 100 ohm resistor.
2, 1.
3.2K resistor. 1.
Results. Smoke. Then bright flash.
2,200 ohm resistor.
1.
Result, smoke trail and loud bang as you heard. 1,500 ohm resistor.
2, 1.
usual results. Integrated circuit.
3, 1.
Results. 2 holes blown out of the top of it. Diode.
1, 2, 1.
Result. Glass shattered everywhere. 4 resistors in series.
2, 1.
Resistors totally obliterated. Alligator clip blackened. Blu-Tack sticky. Same value resistors, 2,400 ohms. 2 sets of 3 in series, and each set 1 is in parallel with the other.
2, 1.
Results. Bad smell. Resistors obliterated.
The next popper we're going to try here is going to be particularly interesting. It's an outdoor popper, and on the end of a rather large reel of string, Justin is reeling, pulling it in, hauling it in a piece of doubled over florist wire, 6 pieces put together in length and then doubled over, and when he pulls it across the 2 power lines, it's going to explode. Well, the results of that pop, there was a big flash, and after that the wire got stuck to it. And now that was just Justin throwing over for the second one. Now the results were that there was a puff of smoke, and also the wire stuck to the power lines, and we pulled it again and the 2 lines touched together, which made a buzz, which unfortunately Justin didn't record. Now we're going to try recording this next one. And that was it, that little bang then, and the results of that were wire broken, and not a very spectacular result, unfortunately, not quite as good as the other one.
2SB transistor.
1.
For another one.
Get ready for the results. Wires broken off, 2 wires broken off, top not fly off this time, but all the same, there was a bloody good bang.
And sparks burnt holes in
and sparks burnt holes in the carpet. Orange, black, red resistor. 3K.
1. Results. Blinding
flash
and fireworks display.
And hot, and it remained hot for about 3 seconds afterwards, red hot.
Go. Double M542IC.
2, 1.
Slight sparks given off, but no other visible result. 470 ohm resistor.
1. Result, paint chipped off.
Red, yellow, double red resistors.
1.
Results were sparks showered everywhere and rolled around, and it was just too big. That'll add, let it up a little. And completely obliterated, nothing left at all. Oh, here's a bit of molten. Hold it. Oh, it's powder now. I just crunched it.
3, 2, 1, sorry, 2SB transistor. And Griffiths has promised on the Bible to give me another one when it's done.
And if he doesn't, we'll burn the Bible.
If it doesn't, Griffiths will lose his head next year.
And we'll burn.
Amen.
What's going? The shell was showered off onto the door. We haven't found a mark yet, but there's sure to be one, unless it hit the chair. Now, there's only the shell left of the 2SB, and the rest is... Oh, my God! Obliterated. I think I found the mark. Ripped up the bloody paint!
Motor gardener. Another motor
gardener. Got his
2, 1. No visible result.
No, wait, what?
You can give a second pop. We're about to do it again. Someone else can have the pleasure of turning it on. Oh, no, I suppose I'll have to turn it on now.
1, 2, 1.
Results? This popper was done in the skull. Bright flash emitted from the eyes, shooting sparks out between the holes in the teeth. Smells like a Greek with garlic breath.
How about the resistor this time on the same board? 1.
The next section includes destruction of tens of fluoro tubes from an unnamed 4-storey building into an asphalt car park below, glass ashtrays, quarter full Coke stubbies, with the top screwed on and well shaken to cause an explosion. Television sets, Coke bottle bombs make a great bang when filled with hydrochloric acid and aluminium, with the top screwed on nice and firmly and one runs away fast. Bombs made of soda bulb, sparkler dust and alfoil. And then a rather large number of firecrackers. These events took place between 1988 and 1998.
middle of the road. Will? Listen to this one out.
Last one, Bill?
Yeah.
Last one?
Is it?
Yep. Hey, look, look, just there.
Ready? Ooh, ready? Yeah, go, Will.
Ready?
Yeah, go.
This way.
Yep, yep, go, go. Oh, good one.
Yes, it is.
Now for the destruction of a 20-inch television.
Okay, let it go. Let it go. Yeah. Okay.
Look at that. this worker.
Oh, bloody hell.
Here it goes. It's expanding. Are we safe here? What? The lights up on.
Another successful ending of one more recording. Goodbye.
Good evening and welcome to the Vestech TV Tube Smashing Ceremony. April the 25th, 1992. The explosion. Commences in approximately 5 seconds.
That was fucking big, mate. That was bigger than Ben-Hur. Hey, that little one's still going. Hey.
Hurry up, hurry up.
I've got to smash it.
Come on, hurry up.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
In approximately 1.5 minutes. The egg is protected in two plastic Franklin bags, with the mouth of the inner one facing the bum of the outer one.
About to start the microwave, and I'll put the tape recorder right at the side of the microwave, very close to it, so that I won't have to hold it and be close.
You big chicken!
Starting the nuclear power now.
Oh! It just went dadak!
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't make a very bad noise, did it?
This time I'm going to neckle two bottles hard inside of the bin.
And now the sound of a Dud Z80 and a Dud 8255 being microwaved. Applying power now. Well, the smell has become unbearable. I'm stopping the recording. 12th May, 94. Explosion of nitrous bulb with 7 sparklers worth of dust plus 1 sparkler as a fuse.
Thank you.
came out basically. This attempt is at around about 1:45 in the morning. Okay, 1:44 according to Haroon's clock. Now, it's a very cold morning of about 4 degrees or something, and it's about middle of May. Oh, Friday the 13th actually, and this attempt is similar to that of attempt number one, where the device will be placed around behind the shed again, and I guess to see what happens. This time we're actually further back.
April 24, 1994. Bulb bomb. First one is a CO2 bomb being launched out of a fax roll. Time about 10:23 to 10:25, somewhere thereabouts.
Fizzing. Thank you.
Alright, the next device that's going to be attempted here is a can of Safe Clean, an almost empty can of Safe Clean, with the bulb bomb attached to the side of it, parallel with the can, and the can standing on the bottom end with the sparkler facing up towards the nozzle of the can. The sparkler's in towards the can side. It'll be interesting to see whether the thing is capable of blowing a hole in the can and or igniting the gases within. Stand by. Bulb bomb down the drain, here at home. In the drain out the front. CO2 bulb bomb. Two bulb bombs coming up shortly, a comparison between a nitrous and a CO2. Another nitrous. Last one to start recording. 12th of October, around about 11:30 p.m. The next bomb that is about to be done is a butane, Tandy butane bulb with six sparklers in the bottom of the foil. And basically, the results shall be heard shortly.
Oh, shit! That was excellent!
You're kidding! Another standard CO2 bulb bomb in the same place for comparison. Unfortunately, no fireball present in the butane one. The gas didn't ignite. The situation will have to be rectified in future.
Alright, one tin of Edgels going into the fire.
Cathode ray tube, bank monitor, with a bulb bomb on the front of it, waiting to explode. 21st of the 10th, 94. Now a nitrous bulb on the monitor.
CO2 one on the tube still hasn't worked.
And now the disposal of the evidence. Lots of smashed glass and a big die-cast metal case.
One, two,
bye-bye. And now a can of baked beans in the fire.
Oh, did
you see that? 28th July 1995. Bulb bomb in a bank storeroom in Bayswater.
Ha, ha, ha.
Another bulb bomb.
The bulb bomb which failed, which I'm just recording over now, is about to be squashed in a vault door instead, in the hinge. Another bulb bomb in the storeroom. There he
is. Oh dear again.
Another one in the vault door with the nozzle facing the ground.
Way out of the way.
We'll try another one.
Going.
It's bright and the day is clear, and it's time to neckle some bottles. So, grab the bottles from the bin, and prepare the neckle. Neckle! Now I found another two for neckling, and here we go. Gee, they're powerful.
Here we go. Come on, come on, you little bastard. Whoa, woo!
Wow, I like it.
Now for some firecrackers. Alright.
Gotta have a description.
Yep, description is there is a firecracker which has been sticky taped to a 20 watt fluorescent tube, and it's sitting out on the table here in the backyard.
On a metal plate.
On a metal plate. You ready to light it?
No. I'll light my cigarette first.
That's just to calm the nerves.
I'm wondering where the
glass
is gonna go.
I'm trying not to think of it.
Tell me when you're going to light it.
He's going to light it.
Okay, lighting now.
Whoa! That was so cool!
One ring of 24 crackers about to be lit. Firework.
Lighting.
Why?
It launched.
It took off.
It launched. It went straight up.
That's what that rubber thing's for, so it can spin.
All right. Oh, now let's take another one. Yeah. Again.
Well, it spun around like this. Just it lit and it went like a bloody propeller.
Going.
UFO number two.
UFO
number three.
That's it. Launch. Oh. That one sort of fizzled.
Whoa! That one ignited.
Oh, there's bits of it all over the place.
I
Corsair, mini Corsair.
Mini Corsair. That's it.
Oh, poor buddy. I think I'll go inside for these ones.
Here, you do one.
There's not much left. A little bit of red paper.
Number two.
Okay, one big... Bigger Corsair.
This is the mid-size.
Mid-size.
Yeah, we had the small size before. Tali is in control.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wait for it.
Yes! I'm going to stick this just in the ground.
Letting off rockets.
Right, one, two... Great.
What else have you got there?
Over there.
It's big and red.
Is it a rocket?
It's big and red.
That's
are you still recording?
Big mothers.
Jesus Christ!
Little tiny Corsairs, they're the ones.
Ready?
Okay, in a bottle of water. Okay, go.
It worked. Shit! I don't see the smoke in the bottle. There's a cat running away.
What is it? Roman candle. Okay, we're now down at Westerfolds Park.
The normal concierge, the normal size ones, not the mini ones. Alright, ready?
Yeah, okay.
Bang.
That one didn't work as well as the others.
He still jumped.
Try it again.
Another one.
More fun watching you get rid of them.
I'd throw the big one a lot further away than that.
Okay, now the Magnum.
That's a big one.
One more of those. Ready?
Yep. Now, a bit of want to get further back for this. go away, go a long way away.
Oh shit.
Fuck. The car's leaving straight away.
That's effective.
That was awesome.
Do we leave now?
I think so.
There's Corsairs down a tube. Little ones. Another one?
Small one.
Were they both small ones?
No, one of them was the normal Corsair.
Okay.
This one's a Magnum.
Going.
Going.
We just blew a Coke bottle out of the tube.
That was just a mini one.
It was a tiny one,
yeah.
Was it? Gee, that's all right. Another one's going. Magnum. Coke bottle with a Magnum, vertical.
Holy, blew the top off the Coke bottle. Look, it blew the lid off. Shattered. Shattered the lid on the Coke bottle.
Shattered it.
It's impressive. Yeah. We're going to launch a lemon out of the umbrella stand on the backyard.
What?
A Magnum.
A Magnum.
Yeah, so it's in under the eaves just in case it does go up.
Thinking about it.
Whoa! I reckon we'll try that with a match thunder.
You blow the tube.
But it'll be muffled because it's in the.
What's this, one of the tiny ones?
Yeah.
You want a little tiny mini Corsairs down the drain out the front? Okay.
Oops, dropped out. Bloody thing on the shoulder. Alright, try again.
I saw it coming.
You should have picked it up and put it back in. Not bad.
Again?
I suppose. That'll do it.
Following is Donna Bubang 98, where six maniacs, including myself, let off firecrackers, build a big fire and put things in it, spray cans, cat food cans, lamp oil, party poppers and 22 Ramset blanks. Saturday, December 5th, 1998.
122 blank for Ramsets.
Graham, what are you
in the fire.
For?
Hey, is there something in the fire that I should know about since I'm sitting in front of it?
Yep.
Nothing lethal.
Of course.
Nothing too deadly. Okay.
Number two.
Yeah, there's another one. Just another
one. Go in now. Citronella in the fire.
What's the smoke do?
On the whole place. Fill those up, because
man, this stinks. You should see the smoke coming out of the chimney. And you ready? There we go. That's enough. Graham!
stinks.
Didn't come out there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, did. You're not supposed to walk 3/4 of the bottle.
I didn't. Brian, you tip it in the hole.
I didn't put it in
the hole. The roof in here.
Well, this place is going
to... Bagel's going to claim it. I'm going to claim the mosquitoes.
There's no mosquitoes coming in this vicinity.
That's why we shipped this cloud over Melbourne.
I'm going to test the idea of a small... What was that, a bullet?
Nah.
Small firecracker.
Well, good, good, good.
I'm just going to do one more.
That's good value.
Little one in here.
Bang it!
Look out.
Where is it?
Right there.
Right there. I reckon we should climb to the top of the tower and just throw off a heap of them.
What was that?
Okay.
I didn't go far. Hey!
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Are they okay to carry together in my pocket? Or?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
That's one!
And we'll get some from the camera shortly.
Oh, man, that stinks!
Oh, that's cool.
shaving cream?
Well, I'm not sure. Is yours still
there?
Yeah.
Top side
is. Is that the full one? Half full one?
This one's got about not much in it. Oh.
The citronella bottles in.
Obviously.
Tink.
Spray paint, guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's in.
Eight.
Tin of tuna stuff.
I was wondering if it's on number one. Seafood basket. It's in!
What's in there?
Seafood basket. Cat food.
Was it actually good in
there? W40.
W40 in the buyer!
No.
And then. It's in! It's in. Zero contact cleaner in the buyer.
Yeah, there's a jet of fire coming out the top of them.
That's very good,
isn't it?
Okay. Gentlemen, we have Gillette shaving cream.
Where are those little green firecrackers?
Rex over!
What was that
one? That was
beautiful.
Wait, that was beauty.
I'm smelling like seafood cocktail.
What was that last one?
Rex Owner's had a smell. Oh, yes. Oh, what a sweet
the smell is sensational here, fellas.
There's a green cracker in the
party poppers in the fire.
Oh. One more, please. Okay, gentlemen.
Start your engines.
Fireball!
Fireball!
Yeah! That many! Party poppers!
What are these all just party poppers?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually.
finished here tonight.
Hide a red one.
That's only a few party poppers in the back.
Hey, that could be entertaining, couldn't it? Have we got a tinker in there?
Yeah.
I heard a canker, a tink.
Yeah, there's pilchers.
Okay.
Pilchers always been my favourite. They've got a certain phrase afterwards that we can always appreciate not.
Little firecracker.
How many more?
I have half a box. I'm ready, coming up.
I'm in on.
What have we got in there?
A greeny can is bulging.
A greeny?
Yeah.
That's a bulging can. Shortly to be.
This is going to be.
The one that's bulging.
Yes.
Oh, bloody hell.
Not even more! Move it!
Is this a tuna or another pilchard's?
I'm not sure. Love that smell.
Tink.
I love the smell of pilchard in the evening.
I love the smell of pilchard.
It's all for the baby. Let me get up.
Starting to tink and pop.
Three.
That one! That's out!
Smaller tin over the top of it.
Okay, recording is going.
Okay. Everybody step aside. A can. A green popper in can with can on top.
Ha ha! Told you we need money,
Ready, going.
What?
Another same, another of the same. Okay.